The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Federal Environmental Protection Agency are joining in a new program that allows water polluters to gain clean water credits without reducing the amount of effluent they produce. The deal is not used in Alaska yet, but as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, it allows a permitted facility to purchase pollutant reduction credits from other users within the same watershed. Clean water advocates say the arrangement is missing the point of the Clean Water Act.
Late last year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Federal Environmental Protection Agency jointly announced that the two agencies would be collaborating on a program to support water quality trading, promising an easier way for businesses across the nation to comply with regulatory requirements. Here's how it works. The new collaboration allows regulated entities with clean water permits to purchase pollutant reduction credits generated by upstream sources within the same watershed. Ann Mills is a USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Natural Resources and the Environment. She says the program is used most in areas where nutrients are dumped into a waterway.
As far as these water quality trading markets are concerned, generally the most frequent credits that are traded are nitrogen and phosphorus credits. And these credits are basically measurable units of reduced nitrogen and phosphorus going into a river, a stream, or a lake.
So an upstream farmer or landowner can mitigate his own contribution to pollution by using conservation measures and then sell the amount of pollution he's saved to a downstream polluter.
And that farmer, if a market exists, can sell that credit to a permitted source like a water treatment facility or a power plant that needs to meet a regulatory requirement.
Mills says the trade can save power plants or sewage treatment facilities money too, because a permit holder could use a trade instead of investing in expensive technology to lower pollution. Mills says each state will ultimately determine who can trade credits.
These markets are developed at the local and state level to meet local and state level needs. And I think that's one of the strengths of this new tool, these nutrient credit trading markets or water quality trading markets, is that they are really developed from the ground up to meet local and state water quality needs.
The program has already gotten something of a dry run in a couple of eastern states. Trading systems in place in the Chesapeake Bay area allow farmers to sell water quality trading credits to wastewater treatment facilities and land developers downstream there. Mills says that a state entity would monitor the trading program.
It's no longer an emerging concept, but it's a concept that's fairly new.
Wade Strickland heads discharge permitting for the State Department of Environmental Conservation. If the EPA plan were to be utilized in Alaska, it's Strickland's department that would keep tabs on it.
As far as I'm aware, water quality trading is applicable to any sector of dischargers that can get coverage under the Alaska Pollutant Discharge Elimination System program, that being domestic sewage treatment plants, seafood processors, mining, oil and gas even.
Strickland says so far there is no framework for a water quality trading program in the state, and he says there won't be one until the state receives a proposal from two groups that want to trade.
No one's proposed it at this time. If we did get a proposal before we acted on it, we would really look at it closely and make sure we develop a framework before we implemented any sort of water quality trading in the state.
Strickland says there's a fair amount of information about implementing such programs in the lower 48, although a program here would have to be crafted specifically for Alaska. But some water watchdog groups worry that the program doesn't reduce pollution. Pam Miller, executive director of Alaska Community Action on Toxics, says that the credit trading plan could backfire.
I think that pollution should not be treated as a commodity. And while this is touted as a business opportunity, I think the benefits to water quality and habitat are very questionable. And to me, this type of scheme goes against the goal of the Clean Water Act, which is really to eliminate sources of pollution rather than trade them.
Miller says she's disturbed by the lack of public information on the program. DEC keeps a list of around 60 impaired Alaska water bodies that it is monitoring for clean water quality. About one half are in the state's south central area. I'm Ellen Lockyer.